Street vendors from sub-Saharan Africa are in cities all over the globe. They often get hassled by police, no matter where they are. Spain, for example. Right now, Spain is having a tough time with COVID-19. Only the United States has more confirmed cases. Street vendors in Barcelona, though, are a tight-knit community, and they're stepping up at a time when solidarity is in short supply. Lucia Benavides has that story.
In a video posted on Instagram, a sub-Saharan migrant is wearing a surgical mask and pushing a shopping cart full of food. He says he's about to distribute this to families in Barcelona who can't leave their homes. We know things are difficult for everyone, he says as he looks at the camera, but some have it harder than others, which is why we're here. The video was posted by Barcelona's Union of African Street Vendors just days after the country was put on lockdown on March 14th. For over 3 weeks now, they've been distributing food and other necessary items every day to hundreds of families in vulnerable situations, including fellow street vendors. Lamine Sarr, who migrated from Senegal in 2006, is one of the union's founders. We spoke by phone because Spain is under lockdown. He says, we're part of the community and need to contribute during these difficult times. The union has been around since 2015 and is made up predominantly of sub-Saharan migrants, many of whom are undocumented immigrants. They make their living selling merchandise in Barcelona's touristy areas. They're the guys selling fake Louis Vuitton bags and knockoff soccer jerseys. Now, the quarantine has forced them to pack up their stuff and stay home. Sarr says vendors like him don't get unemployment or social benefits. He says many have now been left without an income and cannot afford to pay rent or buy food. Aziz Fay, also from Senegal, is another one of the union spokespersons.
It's a crisis on top of another crisis. Street vendors were already having a hard time with police persecution.
Selling merchandise without a permit is illegal in Spain. Street vendors often face fines of more than $350. Unionizing helps put pressure on authorities to decriminalize their activities. 3 years ago, the union opened up a clothing store called Top Manta, where they sell t-shirts and sweaters with original designs. No knockoffs here. The shop gives migrants stable jobs, and the profits help fund the union. In late March, the store was turned into a much different type of workshop. Dozens of union members, sitting 6 feet apart, work every day until 8 p.m. to make thousands of surgical masks and gowns. They've been given a permit to leave the house for work. The supplies are for healthcare workers, caretakers, and anyone else in need of protective gear. Merce Guarro is one of them. She's an eye doctor at the Hospital de Granollers, about 30 minutes outside Barcelona. Her routine exams have largely been canceled, but Guarro is still working long hours at the hospital to help with the coronavirus crisis.
You run out of surgical masks and maybe 10 days go by before new material comes in.
It's during that period that the hospital depends on donations from the migrant street vendors at Top Manta. Guarro says local businesses provide the material and Top Manta turns it into masks and gowns.
The first time I picked up gowns from them, I sat in my car after and cried. It was very emotional.
Aziz Fay, from the Street Vendors Union, says they plan to continue distributing food and making protective gear as long as it's needed.
La solidaridad tiene que ser más fuerte que cualquier...
The solidarity needs to be stronger than any pandemic, so we can keep calm. If people are united, there's no room for fear.
For the world, Lucia Benavides, Moya, Spain.